Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And to mark this milestone, we're joined on the line by Dr. Amitai Mendelson, the Israel Museum's Chief Curator of Israeli Art. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run. You're speaking to us on the same day that the museum's 60th anniversary is being celebrated. What does it feel like, both professionally and personally?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. I've been in the museum for about 30 years, which means
a lifetime.
Half of the time that it exists, and half of its life, half of its lifetime, and a little bit more than half of my lifetime. And I think the Israel Museum is one of the most incredible, complex, and beautiful museums in the world. It's our equivalent of the Metropolitan or of the Louvre. And it's by far the biggest and most expansive museum in our area. So it's really like a journey. If you walk into the museum, you can start with prehistory and end your tour with art that was made yesterday. So it really spans so many years, so many different areas of expertise. And I think it's just a great place to be in.
I love it,
and I hope a lot of people can come in like you did.
Doctor, in your view, how has the museum's role changed over the past six decades from its founding in 1965 to today's Israel?
Well, I think when the museum was founded in 1965 by the father of the museum was Teddy Kollek, who was then the mayor of Jerusalem, of Yeniz, who came to Palestine back in the days when it was under British mandate and became one of the most important mayors of Jerusalem, and very close to the to Ben Gurion at the time. And his vision was a cosmopolitan international museum, not only on the issues of Jewish heritage, also of international art and European and American heritage. So it was all about creating a universal and a international center that is placed in the center of Western Jerusalem, which is, as we know, the holiest city for the Jewish people and a holy city for Muslims and Christians. So it's a kind of it was a vision back in the 60s of a universal center that would be visual culture. And I think in a sense it hasn't changed. The core vision of the Israel Museum hasn't changed, but obviously it evolved and it became more relevant, and we deal with issues that are relevant today and were less relevant at the time that the museum was inaugurated.
Doctor, you've worked closely with Israeli art and artists across generations. How would you describe the way Israeli art mirrors the political, spiritual, and emotional life of the country?
Well, that's a question that I deal with almost on a daily basis. I see so many artists in Israel, and we exhibit historical artists. Israeli art historically started in 1906 when Beit Hillel was inaugurated, the first school for art that was built in Jerusalem in 1906, in a Zionist idea of making art that had to do with Zionism and had to do with Jewish ideas, but also reflected the area around us and traditional forms of art. And obviously that changed very much when we look at young art that is made today. So I think you're right about saying that art reflects in a way the society, even in a way the political and social state that we're in today. But it can also be seen, and I think a lot of it is hopefully something that we can find some kind of a comfort in. Mm-hmm. And when we look at art that was made throughout the years in Israeli history, we see abstract art, we see spiritual art, we see art that had to do with religious issues, and we also see art that deals straight on with political issues and with hard, harsh situations, but does so in a way that can bring us hope, even if it's dealing with the hardest things we can imagine.
The Israel Museum houses everything from biblical archaeology to contemporary protest art. How do you strike a balance between tradition and modern critique?
Well, that's a very, very good question, because it's balance is what we're always kind of seeking. But I think that in the end, good art, if it's or good visual creation, even if we go back to ancient art or prehistory or Middle Ages or whenever it was created, it's always about quality, and it's about visual endurance, and it's about the power of art, the power of visual culture to transcend the daily life. And I think that even if you look at a very, very powerful poster that was created a few years ago, that has a political context to it and speaks about the situation in our region, and then you look back at art that was made many years ago, the connection between them would be visual power and visual endurance, and how something aesthetic can catch your eye and can be very, very profound and multi-leveled. And that's what we're looking at when we're looking at this kind of art, even if it's ancient and even if it was made just the other day.
Doctor, I wonder if you can answer this question. It might be a bit unfair, but what's the most unexpected reaction you've ever seen a visitor have to a piece of Israeli art in the museum?
Unexpected reaction. Okay, that's a...
Don't think you've been asked that before.
No, but I'll try to answer. Right after the 7th of October, we were actually called to take down works to our storage on the morning after, because the war was starting and we were very, very unsure of how this will unfold, and we had to put down works into the storage. But 2 or 3 weeks later, we reopened the museum, and one of the first works of art that we exhibited was a work that was actually hit by a bullet in one of the kibbutzim that was invaded by the Hamas. And this work of art, created by Ziva Yalin, who lives in kibbutz Be'eri, was pierced by a bullet. And actually, we put it in the center of our Israeli art exhibition in order to show how art can also be damaged, but can also kind of be a witness to to this horrible scene. And actually, art can serve both as a witness and both as a kind of a beacon of hope, because this work survived. And I see it as a kind of a symbol of the way art in general, and in places of calamity and in any situations of that sort that unfortunately happen a lot in our region, how art can kind of, in a way, give us a sense of hope and continuity and transcendence. And I think that piece got so much reaction from the public. People were really in tears when they were standing in front of this landscape that was painted about 10 years ago, but was pierced by a bullet.
And on that very inspiring note, we'll finish the interview. Art serving as a sense of hope and transcendence and a beacon for the future. That is Dr. Amitai Mendelsohn, the Israeli Museum's Chief Curator of Israeli Art. Have a wonderful museum birthday, and thank you for talking to us.